today, if you can't tell, we celebrate John Paul II. I'm kind of a walking billboard for him. You guys all have heard of Pope John Paul II? Okay. I know it's weird to think none of you were around for his pontificate, but I want to tell you one of my favorite stories about my favorite saint. So whenever the Pope travels, kind of think like a celebrity. There's a lot of people that go along with him. There's cardinals and bishops, security teams, a whole big entourage, right? So John Paul was known that whenever he traveled places, if he would pass by, like, say, a little chapel like we have, or a church, or some sort of place of prayer, he always had to stop in and pray. Sounds like a good thing, right? Well, the problem was he wouldn't just stop in for a few minutes. He'd stop in for at least a half hour. And his security team would always get frustrated because when you're traveling to other countries and stuff, the whole trip is planned like right to the minute. Think of your school day, right? If I preach too long, it throws the whole day out of whack, right? So they would get frustrated because it would make life very difficult for him. So his team had a plan. They thought, we're going to send scouts out ahead. So whenever they went places, they'd walk ahead and they'd close the doors to any chapels or places of prayer, hoping that John Paul wouldn't see it and he would just keep on walking to his next appointment or engagement. Well, one time they were traveling, I forget where they were exactly, and they're walking along, it's the whole big team, kind of down this like long hallway, you can imagine. And he stopped at one of the closed doors. And it wasn't marked chapel or Jesus is here or anything like that. But he stopped, he looked at the door, opened it, and behind the door was a Eucharistic chapel. So John Paul looked at his entourage, wagged his finger and shook his head because he knew what they did. They had gone ahead to close the door so he wouldn't see it. And of course he went in then and prayed for at least a half hour or so. But how amazing is it that he could just sense that this place was sacred? That he could sense that Jesus was really present in that room. His prayer life was so connected, so in tune with Jesus, that he sensed him all the time. He was the Pope for over 25 years. And as you guys get older, you'll learn a lot more about him. But he fought worldly powers that weren't so good, both as a kid and as Pope. He fought his own illness with a great courage, with great dignity, fought scandal, all sorts of difficult things. And of course, there was a lot of good, too. And that's why we hold him up as a saint. John Paul's very first homily as Pope, he said a couple things that we still remember to this day. He said, "Be not afraid." He said it pretty loud too, if you listen to it. "Be not afraid. Open wide the doors to Christ." You see, the whole time that John Paul II was Pope, he helped not only change the church and help everybody grow in holiness, but he also changed the world, helping to defeat communism, promoting how important every single human life is. And of course, he was known for much more. But what I want to focus on just for a minute is going back to that prayer life. Because all the attributes we can give to John Paul, or any saint for that matter, without that foundation of prayer life, which is that one-on-one relationship with Jesus, none of it's possible. No different than our best friends, we have to connect with Jesus one-on-one to be close to him. Now, John Paul said, "Be not afraid." Does that mean that he was never afraid or ever anxious? Probably not, because he was human, and he wasn't perfect. But when he had those feelings of fear and anxiety, I can't help but think that rather than kind of hide in a corner or maybe feel sorry for himself or things like that, he used those feelings as a reason to be all the more dependent on God, to cling to Jesus and say, "Hey, I can't do this alone. I need you to help me." You see the difference? And so to be not afraid isn't that we have to put on this tough shield and kind of just plow through things. To be not afraid is to open our heart to Jesus, to his love, to his grace, and allow him to help us through. John Paul was also known for loving everybody. He traveled the world, welcomed people in Rome constantly, and the big things of his pontificate was making sure that everybody knew that every human soul mattered. Every human soul was a child of God, regardless of race, creed, whatever it might be. The human dignity of every person. That too came from his prayer life, came from his relationship with Jesus, it came from his faith. And so there's a lot of lessons that we can take away from his life. But given the current state of affairs in our world now, I think those are maybe the most important for us this year. To make sure we're praying well, to make sure we're connected with Jesus, and also to love all. To open the door of our heart to Christ is to open our heart to our brothers and sisters. Imagine if we lived in a world where we looked at another person and saw the face of Jesus. How different would we treat one another if we saw Jesus in each other? And we can, and we should. That is possible, and it starts right here, right now, with each and every one of us to open our hearts and to see Christ in one another. I'm convinced that we can live in a better world, that we can live in a faith-filled world, that we can see Christ in one another, that we can love another. All these things we talk about, it is possible, because with God, all things are possible. It's not only our own efforts or our own power, but it's God's love and God's grace working within us. John Paul changed the world and changed the church for the better. So can we. St. John Paul II, pray for us.